ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Dav Yud Aleph. The Gemara over here discusses that which the Mishnah says, Kamatz V'Olo B'Yodei Tzror O'Gagir Melech O'Kirit Levino Posel. In these cases, the Mishnah says it's possible because the Kamatz is Chaser. And the Gemara goes on to explain why you need all three of these cases. Why is one more of a Chiddush than the other one? The Rashi over here asks Akasha, how is it possible to do kmitza once the Mishnah tells us that if there's some levina in the kmitza it passes, how is it possible ever to do kmitza if there's levina on top of the mincha? Rashi says, that's Rashi's raya, that the levina is supposed to be on top of the mincha, so how is one able to do the maisa kmitza? Rashi says, true for the dover, kishe kmitz misalik halavina kulu letzad echod, the kmitz ha-seilus mi-emtza ha-kli. Rashi says, what you have to do is you have to push aside all of the levina before you do the maisa kmitza. And the Shita Mekubetz is over here in Oistir Gimel, he tells that this is really a mafurish gemara in Saita. And if you doubt on Rebbeis, the Reis over there tells us the whole Seder of a mincha, the mincha that we're talking about over there is not a mincha Saita, because mincha Saita does not have shemen and levina. The mincha that we're talking about in the Reisa does have shemen and levina. But Agapam, the Reisa tells us, Seder menachas keitzad, odom mevi mincha mitaych beisoy, bekalsoy shal kesef ishal zov. At first he puts the silas into baskets of gold or silver, then he puts it into the klisharis, and mekatcha beklisharis. He puts the shemen and the levina on top of the silas. And behemshach, further on, the braisa says, when he's ready to do the kmitza, umesalik asalavina letzad echod, vikoimetz vimokam shenis rabba shamna. He pushes aside the levina, and then he does the kmitza from a place where there's a lot of shemen. Hakapamis mefush in this braisa, then when he comes to do the kmitza, he has to first be mesalak the levina. And the Biskrov over here discusses, where exactly does this din come from, that the levina has to be sprinkled on top of the mincha? He said, that which we know the din is, in order for the mincha to be niskadish, you have to be mekadish together with the shemen and the levina. This is the sheet of Reb Chanina, which we saw at the bottom of Chesamer Aleph, and the top of Chesamer Beis, and that's how we paskin, loizu kadoisha b'loizu, v'loizu kadoisha b'loizu. The kiddush is nachal on one without the other. You have to be mekadish the seles with the shemen and the levina altogether. But the Biskrov says, for that din to be chal, it doesn't have to be that the levina is actually spread on top of the seles. As long as they're in the same klisharis at the same time, that's enough to be mekadish both of them. Where does this din come from that the levina has to actually be spread on top of the seilas? Rashi obviously held that there is such a din, because Rashi was bothered by how could you do the kmitza, and he had to say that after the levina was placed on top of the seilas, you move it to the side in order to do the maisa kmitza. But where does this come from, bechlal, that the levina has to be sprinkled on top of the mincha? So the Biskrov says that Braisa and Tzaita is muchach, like the Braisa holds this way, because the Lashon of the Braisa, as we just saw, the Braisa says, v'noisen la klisharis, u'mekadsha ba klisharis, v'noisen ala ashamna u'levainasa. Now, from that which the Braisa first says, mekadsha ba klisharis, so since, as we say, we pass in light of Chanina, Chanina says that the klisharis cannot be mekadish one without the other, so mekadsha ba klisharis obviously means that together with the seiles, the shemen and levain are also in the klisharis. So what is the next words of the Braisa? V'noisen ala ashamna u'levainasa. Obviously what the Braisa is saying is that there's a din that the shemen has to actually be nivlal, has to be poured onto the seiles, and the levina as well has to be sprinkled on top of the seiles. The Braisa says mucha like this as well, because the Braisa says when you come to do the kmitza, you have to move aside the levina. Obviously it's not just enough that the levina is in the kli in order that it should be niskadish, it has to be that the levina is actually spread on top of the seiles. And for that reason the Braisa has to tell us that you move it to the side. But Agapana, where does the din come from? Where do we see from the psukim that there is such a din, the levina has to be spread on top of the seiles? But the Gemara over there in Seita Behemshech, further on, the Gemara goes step by step through that braisa and brings the makar of each din and the braisa of the Seder Menachis. And when the Gemara gets to the din of Noisen Shem Ulvainoso, so the Gemara explains, V'noisen Aleh Hashem Ulvainoso Shenemar, the Gemara brings the pasuk, V'yosik Aleh Hashemin, V'noisen Aleh Ulvaino. This is the makar that the levina has to actually be placed on top of the seiles. It's not just that it has to be placed in the kli along with the seiles in order that the seiles should be able to be niskadish. There's a din in Nesina that it should be placed on top of the seiles. And there is a ha'ar over here, and that is Rashi by us seems to bring a different pasuk. Rashi quotes a pasuk, Kol ha'levina asher ala mincha. This is a pasuk in Parshas Tav, the pasuk in which begin v'zeis teres ha'mincha. The Torah tells us a number of dinim about menachis over there in that parsha. Of that, the lashon of the pasuk is, V'heir m'menu b'kumtzay m'seilas ha'mincha u'mishamna, v'eis kal ha'levoyne asher ha'lamincha, v'hikter ha'mezbech v'eich nichoyich ha'askaros al Hashem. This is the pasuk which Rashi brings to show us that the Levina is on the Mincha, and that's why Rashi was bothered by how could he do the Kmitza. And Rashi tells us that he has to push aside the Levina. Why does Rashi bring a different pasuk from that which the Gemara brings in Saita Daf Yedarot Amud Beis? And what you have to say, the Pshat in Rashi is, Rashi B'Yosef is going even after we know, like the pasuk says, that there's a din in Esina to put the Levina on top of the Mincha. Rashi is telling us who said that the Levina is still there at the time of the Maisa Kmitza. Maybe the Levina is already taken off before the Kmitza. The Levina is going to go on the Mizbech, you're makter it, maybe you take it off before you do the Kmitza. And that Rashi brought the pasuk in Parashas Tav, which showed us that the Levina is still there at the time of the Kmitza. You see from the pasuk which first says, Vehirim imenu bekumtzai, first the Torah talks about the Kmitza of the Seiles, then afterwards it says, Veskol halavina asher halamincha. And even Rashi halatayr over there, on these words, Veskol halavina asher halamincha, Rashi says, Melakaris levainosa la'achar kmitza umaktirai. Rashi stresses that the likud levaina, you take the levaina off of the mincha after you already do the kmitza, and that's what Rashi was bothered by us. How can you do the ma'aseh kmitza if the kmitza has a little bit of levaina inside, so then it's already possible? So how is it possible to do the ma'aseh kmitza? Rashi says, akarcha, you have to move the levaina to the side. Just one more horror over here. If we take a look at Rashi in Parashas Vayikra, the beginning of Perek Beis, on the pasuk which the Gemara in Saita quoted, v'yotzik ala Hashem and v'nosan aleha levaina, the lashon of Rashi over there is, v'nosan aleha levaina al miktsasa. Miniach kmitz levaina aleha letzad echad. You put one kmitz full of levaina on one side of the mincha. The Bekar of Rashi is the Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim is coming to be mechalik between the Shemen and the Levaina. The Shemen has to be nivlal in the whole Mincha. The Levaina could just be placed on one side. But Hakopana, why does Rashi over here by us ask Akasha, how is it possible to do the Kmitza if the Levaina is there? Rashi himself in his Pirush HaTorah says you could just put the Levaina on one side. What is he bothered by? The Chayr Rashi must mean that you don't have to put the Levaina on the entire Mincha. You could put it on one side. But if you did put it on the entire Mincha, then you have to be misalik to the side before you do the Kmitza. One can take a look in the Sefer Mincha Savram. He discusses further what exactly is the gather of this Nesina Slavina ala Mincha. He says, obviously it's not considered an Avodah. We don't find it has to be done by a Kain. He says, L'cha, you don't need a Maisa Nesina either. All you need is that the Levina should be there on top of the Silas. If it fell in, or if it was a Kaif that put it in, L'cha, it would be kosher as well. Now continue on. Behem Shech Limor brings the exact technique how the Maisa Kmitza is done. The first Sigma quoted B'Shem Rava, Ketzad Kaimtzim, Kedekamsi Enchi, which Sigma understood means to say that he uses all of his fingers. That Sigma asked the Kasha, from now which the second finger, the ring finger, is called the Kmitza. From there the Gemara sees that the Zeres, the pinky, is not used for the Kmitza. And the Gemara answers, El Lahashvais. As Rashi explains, that means to say that the thumb and the pinky are used in case there's some Kemach sticking out, nor that should not be Kaimitz Mevoyrats. He's moichik with his thumb and his pinky to make sure that there's no extra more than the amount of the kaimitz. Further on, the Gemara brings a brayso which says similar to this. The brayso says, "B'machvas u'b'marcheshes moichik begudolei melamalo be'espektanel melmato." Know that should not be considered a kaimitz mevayrutz. And the brayso continues, "V'zuhi avoda kosher sheva migdash." Rashi says, "Bekoshi gadol hu mashve shelo yehi lo yichoser velo yoiser." It's hard to be exact to make sure that there's no more than a kmitza and no less than a kmitza. He has to do it with his thumb and his pinky. That's very hard to do. As the Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Hei Amud Beis, Dibur Maschol Zegudol, which explains an important point in Er Sugya. He says, that which it says in Er Sugya, Moichik Begudol Milamalo, Tosfos explains, Aval B'yodei Acheres Lo Yochol La'asais, Debe'inan Avoide B'yamin. The reason why he has to dafka be Moichik with his Gudol, with his thumb, why can't he use the other hand? And then already B'stam, it wouldn't be so hard, it wouldn't be Avoide Kosha Sheva Migdosh. Tosfos explains he has to bedafka use his thumb and his pinky, since it's part of the avoda, it needs to be done biyamin. In other words, Tosfos is saying that knocking off the extra seilas so that it will not be a kaimitz mevuratz is part of the ma'aseh kmitza itself. That's why it's considered an avoda and has to be done biyamin. Now this explains why the kain cannot use his left hand, since it's part of the avoda, it would be an avoda b'smoil. However, one can still ask, why can't another kain help him? Let another kain be moichik with his right hand. And even though it's part of the Avodah, but it's being done with Yad Yamin of a Kain, why should that be a problem? So the Chaznish, this is printed in the section called Kama in Simen Chav Ches, Sif Katan Zayin, he explains that if another Kain would help him by doing Mechika, that would be the same as if another Kain filled up his hand with Seilas. Or if his hand was filled up with Seilas from a Kli, that's not good, because Kmitz is not simply having his hand filled up with the right amount of Seilas. It's a specific Maisa. As you see, the Gemara has all different Sfeikas over here. What exactly is called a Maisa Kmitza? But the Maisa Kmitza is, by putting his hand into the Kli and ending up with the right amount of Seilas, If some of it is sticking out and it's a problem of mevirutz, he has to be meichik. That's all part of the same maisa kmitza which the kohen has to do. Part of the maisa is to knock off the extra. If a different kohen helped him, so he ended up with the right amount, he has a kmitza of seilas in his hand, but it wasn't through a maisa kmitza. There's another point which both the Brisker Rav and the Chaznish address, and that is we see the Mishnah says that if he was komsi mevirutz, then the kmitza is possible. There's a problem of yeser. And the shayla is, why can't he be meichik begudoloi milamalo ubesprik tana milamato, as we see over here in the Gemara? In other words, at what point do we say that the meisik mitzah is done already, and it's a problem of mevirutz, he no longer could fix it up by being meichik? So the Chaznish explains, how exactly is the meisik mitzah done? So now we see from Rashi later on, in the Ramasal Kedekamtsi Inchi, in the wide lines of Rashi, Rashi says, machnis tidetz ba'isov v'doichik bekemach v'akemach nichnas b'toich yodai. He puts his hand into the kli perpendicular to the seiles, with his pinky on the bottom, his index fingers on the top, and he presses down, and the kemach goes into his palm. Now the Chaznish quotes to Rashi earlier, towards the top of the Amid, in Dibur Maschol Min Atzad, Rashi over there explains that after he does the kemitza, after the seiles is in his palm, hoipich gav yodi limato, kedesh lo yipo min ha-koymetz klum. He turns his hand, so now the back of his hand is on the bottom, so that nothing of the koymetz will fall out. And the Chaznish explains, from the moment that he turns his hand, that already is the end of the Maisa Kmitza. And if at that point it's still Mevoyeretz, then already will be possible. In other words, when it says, Moichik Bigudoli Milamato, Ubespek Tana Milamato, that has to be before his Hoifich Yodai. Once he's Hoifich Yodai, then it's already too late, the Maisa Kmitza is over. And the Brisker Rav, he says something similar to this. He says the Mechik has to be when his hand is still inside the Kli next to the Seiles. Once when he takes it out, it's too late, it's already possible. It's a Kmitz Yeser. And because this, the Brisker Rav says, the girsa which we have in parentheses over here towards the top of the Amud, I think where it says El Lahashvais, in parentheses it says Kleimer Kleimitz Moli Hayad Kadesh Lo Yehi Choser V'achakach Moicha Bespak Tana Milamato. The Briskov says that Loshen seems to be difficult because the Loshen V'achakach is Mashma later, and Akarach it has to be that he's Moichig right away, otherwise it already would be possible. But Akapanam is clear that some Gedner has to be given over here, since we do find that he could be Moichig Begudolo Milamalo Bespak Tana Milamato. Yet in the Mishnah says that if it's Mevaritz, it's possible. A karchel, there must be some point in time where it's really too late to be Meichik. At that point, it becomes possible with the psul of Mevaritz. Now the Karen Oyer, however, he held different than these Achrenim. The Karen Oyer is on Tosis at the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. This is a Tosis that we discussed earlier in Daf Vov. Tosis talks about that which the Mishnah says, the comments for Olub Yotei Tzor is possible. Tosis bothered, why does the Mishnah not say that the Messiah would argue on this case as well? They could bear back and redo the Kmitza. So Tosis over there has two tzadim. The first tzad of Tosis is, Enechan ben Maser does argue, the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Stam, it's going according to the sheet of the Chachamim, Enechan according to ben Maser, you'd be able to put it back and redo the Kmitza. Then Tosis says, Inami yesh lechalek ben Kmitza psulo lekmitza nasis mi psulim. Tosis says, as far as to be mechalek, that over here ben Maser would agree, only in the case where the Kmitza was done by apostle, there ben Maser holds, you could put it back and redo it. Mashenkin, in the case of Kometz of Olub Yodei Tzor, it's not done by a Pasul, and the Kmitza itself has a Pasul in it, thereby Maser will be masking that you cannot redo the Kmitza. We mentioned over there back on Davov, that the Achrenim have it sad to say the opposite, this is the Karen Ur, this is Vasemes, they say Lachari could have said as far the other way around, even the Rabbonim would be masking, that when the Kmitza was not done by a Pasul, rather it was done by Ifin Pasul, that would be worse, perhaps we would consider that that is not a Maisa Kmitza Bechlal, and you would be able to redo it, only in the case where the Maisa Kmitza was done properly. Just the person, the Ivid was possible, that's the Rabbanim would hold that it cannot be redone. But Hakapam Taisit does not say this, Taisit says the opposite, that Ben Maser would be maskim, in the case of Kometz of Olub Yodei Tzor, that the Kmitza cannot be redone. Now Taisit does not talk about the case of Kometz Barashiyat Baisov, or Kometz Mevayrats, what will be over there. And above we said over from the Minchas of Ram, who's Bedaik Bedas Rambam, in the case of Kometz Barashiyat Baisov, or Kometz Mevayrats, it's not a Maisa Kmitza Bechlal, there everyone will be maskim, that you can redo the Kmitza. But Hakapam, the Karen Oyer over here discusses this point, and he says, L'chair is muchach, that the case of Kometz Mevaritz, everyone holds that you can redo it. And he says, Teda, I'll bring a raya, that kol Kmitza b'tchil g'seirahi, v'achkach moichah b'gudol imamalo u'b'zeres l'malamata. He says, L'chair is muchach, that a Kometz Mevaritz could be put back and redone, because every Kmitza, when he originally does the Maisa Kmitza, at that point it's Mevaritz, and afterwards he has to be moichik. And what the Karen Oyer means to say, L'chair is, he's proving that every kmitza is not considered to have really been done, it's not complete, until he gets the right amount. After he's meichik and he gets the right amount in his hand, that's when the meisik kmitza is over. Therefore, for that reason, he says, if you do Kametz Meveris, you could put it back and redo the Kmitza for the same reason, because the Maisa is not really done until he's Meichik, until he gets the right amount in his hand. Akavam, you see from the Karen Ur, he understood, not like the Chaznish and the Briskarov, they understood that there is a Psal of Meveris, and there's a certain point in time when he can no longer be Meichik. The Kmitza is over with already, and if it's still more than it's supposed to be at that point, it's already possible. The Karen Ur understands, the reason why he could be Meichik is because the Maisa Kmitza is not over with, until he has the right amount of Seilas in his hand. According to the Karen Ur, there is no limit for how long you could still be Meichik. B'stam, once you're Mekadosh in the Kli, then already it's too late. According to the Karen Ur, when the Mishnah says that Kametz Meveritz is possible, it's only if he was Mekadosh it already. Up until that point, he could still be Meichik. That reason the Karen Ur says you could always put it back and redo the whole Kmitza. If it was still Meveritz, he hasn't yet been Meichik. Now, if we take a look in the Pirush Mishnais over here from the Rambam, we see the Rambam has an interesting mahalach in learning this sugya. However, before we see that, we'll first take a look how the Rambam paskins our din. This is in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, "Ketzad kaimsim menochis hanikmatos, kederech shekaimitz kol adam poishretz oisav al pas yodiv vekaimitz." The Rambam paskins the way avodas kmita is done is the normal way a person would take a fistful of flour out of a kli. He's poishretz oisav al pas yodiv vekaimitz, and the case of Mishnah, the Marikorkas over here, they're matmiya on the Rambam. Ram does not paskin that which Ragamora says, Chayfish Shalosh Etzvaisov Ach Megial Pas Yodai. Ram seems to be mashm that you use all of the fingers. Why is Ram not paskin like Ragamora? And secondly, the Mari Korkis asks, that the Gmav here brings that there are three Avodas which are Avodas Kosha Sheva Migdosh, Malika, Chafino, and Kmita. When Ram brings the Dinam of Malika, he writes over there that it's Avodah Kosha Sheva Migdosh, and Chafina as well, he says it's Avodah Kosha Sheva Migdosh. So why is it that here by Kmitza, when the Rambam explains how Kmitza is done, the Rambam does not say this, that it's Avodah Kosha Sheva Migdosh. These are the kashas which the Nisa Kelim ask on the Rambam, and Mari Korki says that the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis himself answers these kashas. The Lashon of the Rambam over there in Pirush Mishnayis is, V'ha'emes v'seidra Kmitza, v'uma shalamadu min ha'gamara, ma sha'omar meloi kumsa, k'dekamtzi inchi. The Rambam says the emes, the way Kmitza is supposed to be done, is k'dekamtzi inchi. And the Rambam continues, "V'nidche divri ha'imer shu men avodas hakashos." Once we have this din, he's referring to Rav Papa. Rav Papa is the one who tells us that Kmitza is k'dekamtzi inchi. Once we have that member of Rav Papa, then we no longer hold that Kmitza is considered men avodas hakashos. And Rav Korkis explains b'das Rambam, the Rambam holds that when Rav Papa comes and says k'dekamtzi inchi, he means to be chaylik on that which the Gemara said previously. Before the Gemara said he does the Kmitza with gimel etzbois and uses the thumb and the pinky to do mechiko, and that's very difficult. It's men avodas hakashos sheva migdosh. Rav Papa argues in all of that, and he says, no, k'dekamtzi inchi, the way kmitza is done is normal, the way a person would normally take the seilas out of the kli, therefore it's not difficult, and including that also, that it's done with all of the fingers. The Mari Kukas continues, and he asks on the Rambam, how could Rav Papa argue on the braisa? From the braisa we see already, that he's only chayfa sholosh etzvaisov, and now with the gudol and the espektan, he does mechiko. How could Rav Papa argue on that? But I'll upon him. My Korgas explains, this is how the Rambam understood the Shita of Rav Papa, that he's coming to argue on the previous Gemara. My Korgas stresses, he says, the way Rashi learns k'dekamtzi inchi, then it's not a steer to the previous Gemara. K'dekamtzi inchi just is an explanation how he positions his hand when he puts it into the Kli. But I'll upon him, that's not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Rav Papa is coming to argue on the previous Gemara. Now in the Karen Ur, he explains a little bit further, and he says, the way the Mari Korgas is explaining with Das Rambam based on the Pirush Mishnayis, Akarcha would have to be that the Rambam has a different understanding, and now Shtigma said before that it's been avodas hakashos. Because the way Rashi understands that it's kosher, the difficulty is that it should come out the exact amount, it shouldn't be choser or yeser, although he could use his thumb and his pinky to be meichik, but still it's difficult to end up with the correct amount. And the Karen Ur asks, if the Rambam would understand al derech Rashi that the difficulty is ending up with the exact amount in the kaimitz, so then even if the Rambam does paskin, well, he understands, B'das Rav Papa, that you use all of the fingers, and not only three of the fingers. Why would that be less hard? L'chayr the Kashi, if anything, would be even more, since he doesn't have anything to be meichik with. If you use three fingers, you could be meichik with the thumb and the pinky. That will make it somewhat easier. If he has nothing to be meichik with at all, and he has to make sure to get the exact amount into the kaimitz, it can't be choser or yeser. If anything, that should be even more difficult. So the Karen Ur says, L'chayr the Rambam must have held that the difficulty is not that which you have to make sure that it's the correct amount, not choser or yeser, that the difficulty is to do a kmitza with only three fingers, using three fingers to do the maisa kmitza, that's physically difficult. If you use all of the fingers, that would be easier. In the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he gives a lamdash answer to this kasha of the Karen Ur. He explains As originally the Gemara brings, Abaye asked Rava Ketzad Kaimtsim, and Rava answered Kedikamsi Inchi. And that the Gemara asked, Kedikamsi Inchi is Mashmi, use all of the fingers. And the Gemara asked that from the Braisa, which says, Zu Zeres, Zu Kmitza, which is Mashmi, that the Zeres is not part of the Kmitza. And the Gemara answered, Elo Lahashvais, which Rashi explains, that all of the fingers are used as part of the Maisa Kmitza, just the thumb and the pinky do not hold the Silas that used to be Meichik, the extra Silas. The Gemara then goes and brings a Braisa, which is Mavur like this, that is Chayfe Shalish Etzvaisov, and the Gudol and Esfaktan are used for Mechika, and that's Avodah Kasha Sheva Migdash. The Minchas Avram explains B'das HaRambam that why is it Avodah Kasha Sheva Migdash? As we said previously, he cannot use his left hand, and he cannot have the help of a different kain. The Pshar is because if we know that the din is that all of the fingers have to be used as part of the Kmitza, that's what Rav meant when he said Kedikamsi Inchi, as Rashi explains that all of the fingers have to be used, but the thumb and the pinky, they don't hold the Silas. The way they're used is by doing Mechika. What means to say, Akarchu Rava meant that the Mechika is also part of the Maisa Kmitza. As we explained, it's not a side issue to take care of the problem of Kaimetz Mevuretz. It's part of the Maisa Kmitza itself. That's why he can't use his left hand. That's why another kain can't help him. But this is all according to Rava, who said that the Kmitza has to be done with all fingers. Akarchu, he held the Mechika is part of the Maisa Kmitza itself. However, once you come to Rav Papa, he's arguing in the previous Gemara, and he says, Kedikamsi Inchi, which means that all five fingers are actually used to hold the Silas. None of them are being used for Mechika. Then Rav Minchas Avraham explains, you don't have to say that the Mechika itself, you don't have to say that making sure that there's no extra Silas, that's part of the Maisa Kmitza. Rather, the Mechika would just be taking care of a side issue to ensure that the Kaimitz has the right shear, and if so, he'd be able to use even his left hand, or a different kind would be able to help him to do the Mechika and make sure that he has the right shear. According to this, you don't have to say, like the Keren Ora says, that the Ram's understanding in Avodah Kasha Sheva Migdosh is different than Rashi's. You can say that the Ram held a derech Rashi. The difficulty is making sure that you have the right shear. That's only if you hold like Rav Papa, that the Mechika is part of the Avodah, and if it has to be done with him, with his own fingers. If you hold the Mechika is not part of the Avodah, which is what Rav Papa holds, it can be done by someone else, then it's not difficult. Someone else could be Mechik and make sure that it's the right shear. Now, continue on. One of the shailas of Rav Papa before the Mishnah is the case of Davke Lekaimitz B'dafne Demono Emei. Toich Kli Ba'inon V'ho'iko, V'idom Hanocha B'toich Ba'inon V'leka. Rav Papa had a shaila if you mekadosh the Kaimitz by putting it into the Kli, but not at the bottom of the Kli, he stuck it against the side wall of the Kli, is that a good Matan Kli? Do you say that all that's necessary is that the Kaimitz be inside the Kli, and it is, or do you say that it has to be Munach at the bottom of the Kli, and if so, it would not be a good Matan Kli? Now, there's a shayla which L'Achrayim address, they ask from a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chafei Yomid Beis. The Gemara there has a shayla, Boim Neir V'asim Rabbi Yechanan, Hay Mekabel V'Nifchasu Shuli Mazrik, Ad Shelo Higi Adam La'Avir, Mahu. The Gemara there has a suffix about Kabbalah Sadam, if the Kli that he was being Mekabel with got a hole in it before the Dam reached inside the Avir of the Kli, is that a good Kabbalah? The Gemara continues, the suffix is, Avish Ein Sefer Lenuach Kemunach Domi, Oiloi Kemunach Domi. The Rashi over there explains, what is the Shaila? The Shaila is that the Dam, before it reached the airspace of the Kli, in other words, it was above the airspace of the Kli, at that point already the Kli got a hole in it. By the time the Dam descended into the Kli, it already had a hole. And the Stafik of the Gemara is, do you say that the Dam is Niskadish in the Avir, or do you say, since it's not going to land, it's Ein Seif Lenuach, the Dam is not Niskadish? The Rashi says clearly over there, if the Kli only got a hole after the Dam already descended into the airspace of the Kli, then it's not a Suffolk, there definitely that would be a good Kabbalah. Even though at the time it lands at the bottom of the Kli, it falls through because at that point it has a hole ready. But since at the time the Dam was in the airspace of the Kli, it did not yet have a hole, that definitely is a good Kabbalah. And the Kashu which Nachrayim ask over here is, these two Gemaras seem to be a Stira. The way Rashi learns, the Gemara in Zvachim is Mavur, that the Dam does not have to land at the bottom of the Kli in order for it to be a good Kabbalah. Even if it's in the airspace of the Kli, as long as at the time that it reached the airspace, it did not yet have a hole in it, that already would be a good Kabbalah, even before it lands at the bottom of the Kli. And yet in Ersig is Mavur, that the Gemara has a tzad to say, that the only time it's a good Matan Kaimitz for Kli is if it's at the bottom of the Kli. If it's stuck against the sides of the Kli, it would not be a good Matan Kli. But Chari, once it's in the airspace of the Kli, that already should be a good Matan Kli, just like by Dam, it's a good Kabbalah. So we'll mention two possible Terutzim which the Achrayim give. The first there is from the Biskarov. This is printed in Zvachim Dav Chafei, not over here in Menachos. He wants to be Mechadish, that which Ergamar has a suffix, that perhaps the Kaimitz is only Niskadish if it's at the bottom of the Kli. if it's against the wall on the side, it's not niskadish, meaning just because it entered the avri of the kli that's not yet niskadish. He says, Agmar is talking about the din of kiddush, but that is the tzad that it has to be munach at the bottom of the kli. The case in the Gemara in Tzvachim, the Brisker Rav explains, he says, Akarach, you have to say that really in the end the dam did land in the kli. It's not the pshat that there was no bottom of the kli at all, there was a hole in the bottom of the kli. Therefore, it's ein seif lanuach. After it lands, eventually it's going to find its way to spill out of the hole. Ragavan did land at the bottom of the kli, and therefore the Brisker Rav says that on the tzad, the avash ein seif lanuach is also kemunach, or in the case where it came into the avra kli before it was nifchasu, before it got a hole. Once it's already considered a good kabbalah, then eventually it will also have a good kiddush as well when it touches the bottom of the kli. So there is no issue as far as the kiddush. As long as it's considered a good kabbalah, it could also be niskadish when it touches the bottom. Even though at that time it has a hole already, still can be mekadosh the dam. This Rav adds, he says, obviously it has to be talking about that the hole is not big enough that it loses its shem kli. If it's such a big hole that it no longer is called a kli, then surely it would not be mekadosh the dam. But Akavam, the case is talking about that it's a small hole, it did not lose its shem kli, and therefore it could be mekadosh the dam when the dam reaches the bottom of the kli. The Avash Tegmah had a suffix over there, but Avash ein soif lenuach kemunach dami or lav kemunach dami. The Gemara was talking about a different point, but that's considered enough of a Kabbalah that it should not be nifsal with a psov nishbach adam. He says, we find the concept that it could be nischalik, we could separate between avodas Kabbalah, legabe nishbach, and the kiddush of the dam. We saw the Rambam is involved such a concept as far as the kaimus is concerned. In Perek Yud Gimel Hochas Meiser, Kabbalah Salach Yud Beis, the Rambam over there says that if you divide the kaimus into two, and you put each half in a different kli, the Rambam is involved that it's not a good kiddush kaimus, because it's not all together. However, you can combine it afterwards, and we explain the pshat is that although the matan kli was not mekadosh to kaimitz, but it is enough of a kabbalah, the gab the din that should not be considered nishbach, it's not as if the kaimitz was placed somewhere where it doesn't belong, therefore you could combine it afterwards and it'll be niskadosh. So in other words, you see from there that there's a kabbalah le'inyin nishbach, even though it was not le'inyin kiddush. Here as well, the Brisker Rav explains, the suffix of the Gemara over there in Tzvachim is whether it's already considered enough of a kabbalah that it should not be nifsal with the psov of nishbach. As Rashi's mavur over there, if it entered the airspace of the kli, and at that time it did not have a hole yet in the kli, it would be considered enough of a kabbalah. The dam went directly from the tzavra of the behema into the kli, for that it doesn't have to land at the bottom of the kli. But here, chanami, as far as the dam being niskadish, that you see from the suffix and ersugyo, that which had a suffix the gab of the kaimitz, and maybe it can only be niskadish at the bottom of the kli. According to that side, over there as well, the dam will only be niskadish after it touches the bottom of the kli. And again, the risk of is mechadish, that even though at that point in time, the kli already has a hole, that's not a problem. As long as it touches the bottom, it can be mekadosh it, as long as it still has the shame of a kli sharis at that time. A second possible teretz to this kasha is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avrom, b'shem Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, and Minchas Avrom writes that this teretz can also be found in Chedusha Meir Simcha, and that is that they want to differentiate between the case of Kabbalah's dam and the case of Matan Kaimus B'kli. The Lashon of the Gemara later on, after Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara there points out the difference between the mahus of these two avodos. The lashon of the Gemara is by dam hosam memelo hocha by kaimis kashokol v'rami. Dam is something which happens on its own. The dam falls into the kli. He just has to hold the kli and be mekabelit. Hocha kashokol v'rami by matan kaimis v'kli. He has to do a maisa of putting it into the kli. And based on this, they want to explain as far as being mekabel the dam, which is passive. The dam falls. You just have to hold the kli over there. Once it reaches the airspace of the kli, it's already a good Kabbalah. As we saw Rashi over there is Mavur, that if the Kli did not have a hole at the time the Dam came and descended within the walls of the Kli, then it definitely would be a good Kabbalah. Hashenkin over here by Kaimitz, Matan Kaimitz B'Kli is a positive action. He has to place the Kaimitz in the Kli. The Hashmais of that Gemara in that for Gimel is that if he just drops it into the Kli, the Avodah would not be kosher. If so, that's the Chilik. When you have to put it into the Kli, perhaps over there the Torah is not putting it at the bottom of the Kli. Shank, when you do something passive just to catch the dam, that already will be enough once the dam enters the airspace of the kli. Now I'll continue on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah brings the din of Riba Shamna, Chisar Shamna, or Chisar Levainosa. All these cases, the din is at the Mincha is possible. So the Gemara begins with the case of Riba Shamna. The Gemara quotes the member of Rebbe Lozar. He says, "Kagon shehifrushlo shnei lugin." Originally, the Gemara understood that he's coming to exclude a case where it's Ma'arev Shemen Dechulin or Shemen Dechaverto. If he's ma'arev into the mincha, shemen that was not niskadish, or shemen from a different mincha, that will not pass on the mincha. And Rashi's mevur that according to this havamina, only if he's mekadish shnei lugan, that's what the din is, that it will pass on the mincha. If it will be a lugum mechza, Rashi says, that it will not pass on. Kiputu, what Rashi means to say is, This is how the Karen Oyer explains that a logo mechza is really the same as shemen shalchulin, since a logo mechza cannot be niskadish. The chassi log is not roi for mincha, therefore will not be niskadish, it will be the same as the chulin, and the havmin of the Gemara, shemen of chulin will not pass to this mincha. The pshat will be that shemen shalchulin, which is not shaykh bechal to the mincha, even if he pours it in, it doesn't become part of the mincha, it wouldn't be considered as ribui shamna. The mincha does not have more shemen than it's supposed to have. There happens to be some shemen sitting in the kli along with the rest of the mincha, but it's not part of it. That wouldn't pass all. In Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara says the opposite. Rav Elazar was telling us a chiddush that even if he's mekadesh shnei lugin, also that will pass all the mincha. If he's ma'arev shemen of chulin or shemen de chaverta, that will be more pashut. And who then if he has a lugu mechza? As he said, lugu mechza is the same as shemen shel chulin. There surely there will be the mincha's pasul. The chiddush is even if he's mekadesh shnei lugin. Over here the Gemara says, Hoyo v'hai chazi lei v'hai chazi lei eim aloy li pasil kamash malon. Rav Elazar was telling us, even in a case where both lugin were niskadish and both are roi for the mincha, still the din is that if you put two lugin, that pasils the mincha. And the Kenoi over here asks Akasha, he quotes the Taisis in Zvacham daf lamed amud alef. Taisis asks, how is it possible to be mekadish shnei lugin? Taisis over there also asks a similar kasha, and the Gemara bayas in amud beiz, which Taisis asks bayas as well in Dibur Masl kugain shehifish. The Gemara there is mavur that if one is mafish two kamotzim of levoina, both of them are niskadish, and in both of these cases, Tosis asks, "How is it shaykh for the kiddush to be chal?" We know that the klal is kol she'inu bezarach arzeh bebas achas einoy. Even if we try to be mekadish both lugin or both kamotzim of levoina, since if we be mekadish one after the other, it wouldn't be chal. Once he's mekadish one lug for his mincha no longer needs any more shemen. If he tries to mekadish another lug, it will not be chal in the kedusha saguf, and by levoina as well. Once he's mekadesh one kaimitz of levoina for his mincha, if he tries to mekadesh a second kaimitz, the chayr also will not be chal. If so, even if he's mekadesh both of them, bebas achas also it should not be chal, with the klal which we know, kol she'inu bezarach arzeh bebas achas einoy. So Tosis answers this kasha, and he says, the case has to be talking about where his lashon was, yikdash echon mitoch shneim. And being mekadesh one out of these two lugin to be used for my mincha, or the case in Amud Beis, as Tosis says over here also, he's mekadesh one out of these two kmotzim of levoina to be used for his mincha. In that case, either one could be used. That's what the Gemara means to say. However, the have meant to say that it doesn't pass on the mincha. Now the Karnur is bothered. He says, if the Maisa, he's only mekadesh one out of the two, the second one is still chulin, so the problem should remain. What's the terrace of the Gemara, the maskana, that Rav Elazar was telling us a chiddush more than the case of shemen shel chulin? In this case also, one of the lugin is shemen shel chulin. And if Shem Shachon, it's Pashal that it passes the Mincha. Here also, it should be Pashal that the Mincha is Pashal, because in this case also, they were not both Niskadish. El Chaznish over here in Simon Chof Aleph, Sifkat and Ches, he answers this Kasha. He says, Akarchu, you have to say what Tosis means to say is, when this person says, I'm being Mekadish one out of these two Lugin for my Mincha, what he's really saying is that the second one should also be Niskadish for Achrais. It should be used in case the first Lug is Nevad. We find such a concept of Achrais by Lach Meitoida. A person only needs 40 lechamim for his taida, but he could be mafish shmeinim. The extra 40 will be for achrayis. It's chal kedusha on them. Here as well, he can mekadesh both of the lugin. Not that he plans on putting both of them into his mincha, but he's mekadesh both of them. One of them will be used, and the other one will be for achrayis. In this case, both of them are niskadesh with a kedusha saguf, and if he wants, he could use either one. That's what the Gemara means to say. This is the case where it's a chiddush. Rav Elazar was mechadesh to us that even in this case, it's a problem of ribui shamna. According to this, the Chaznich says, is lav dafka if he's mafish two lugin, even if he's mafish one and a half lugin also. The extra half lug also could be for achrayis. Therefore, the maskan or the chiddush of Elazar, that the psal of ribu shamna is even in a case where all of the shamna was roi for this mincha, that chiddush should also be in a case where he's mekadesh lugu mechza. That was Rashi explained originally, when we thought that which Elazar says, kagain shehifrish la shnei lugin, he meant to say that in that case it will be pasal. If it's shemen shechun or shemen shechaverta, it won't pasal. Rashi over there says that shnei lugin is bedafka, but one and a half will not pasal. So according to the Karen Ur, the pshat is, when a mekadesh one and a half lugin, on the extra half lug, the chidusha is nachal, that's really the same as shemen shechulin. But according to the Chazanish, it is shaykh to be chal kedusha on one and a half, it will be lachrayis. So what did Rashi mean to say originally, that shnei lugin is bedafka, but one and a half will not pasal? It's not a pshat like the Karen Ur, that it's not niskadish bechal, it is niskadish, and therefore it is roi for the mincha. And like Rashi himself explains, and dafka if he's ma'arif tulugin will pasul, the nearest kishtei alechem. Or some regards, the nearest kishtei menachis. It's a specific svar why you have to be moisif a full lug in order for it to become pasul. The pshat will be like just say shemen shachun or shemen de chaverta, We don't look at it as if it became part of the mincha. We look at it as if it's just sitting there, and therefore it does not pasul the mincha midin riboy shamno. So too the extra half of lug, which was niskadish for achrayis, also doesn't belong in the mincha. It wasn't meant to be put in it together with the first lug. Its kedusha is only for achrayis in case part of the first lug gets nevad. Therefore, there also you would say that it doesn't really become part of the mincha. You look at it if it's just sitting here, and therefore not pasul the mincha midin riboy shamno. So that's the common denominator between Shemen Shalchun and Shemen de Chaverto and Lugu Mechza and Havmin and Gemara, all these cases, Rabbi Elazar was coming to exclude that it would not passel the Mincha. The only case that will passel is if he's mafrish to Lugin, then it is possible because it's Nirek Eshtei Menachis. Once the Gemara gets to the Maskana that Shemen de Chulun and Shemen de Chaverto passels the Mincha, we don't look at it as if it's not part of the Mincha. Once it's mixed together, it does give the mincha a psul of riboy shamno, and the chiddush is the other way around. Even shemen, which is niskadish and roy for this mincha, that also will pasul. As far as that chiddush is concerned, there's no chiluk between two fulugin and the lugumechza, according to the chazanish. Lugumechza also could be niskadish with the same kiddush that shteylugin is niskadish, a kiddush lachrayis. That the Gemara says is an added chiddush that even over there will pasul the mincha midin riboy shamno. Akapan maskanas asugi according to both of these mahalchim. The psul of Ribui Shamna in the Mishnah would include Shemen de Chulin, Shemen de Chaverto, and also Shemen which is Niskadish for this Mincha, whether it's a full Shnei Lugin or if it's Lugu Mechza. Whether you hold like the Karen Oiro, the Lugu Mechza is not Niskadish, if so it should be the same as Shemen Shel Chulin, or if you hold like the Chazanish, that the Kedusha of Shnei Lugin is the Kedusha La'achayis, if so that Kedusha could also be Chal on Lugu Mechza. According to both of them, even if it's only Lugu Mechza that you're Mekadish and put in the Mincha, would also pass on the Mincha. However, the Rambam is Bu'ur not like this. The Rambam Perek Yudal Filchus Psulah Megdosh Ma'alocha Ches of Deri Paskins the din of Shemen Shachun or Shemen Shel Chaverto, and the Lashon of the Rambam is Mincha Shenofel Atoicha Shemen Mincha Acheres or Shemen Chulin Kol Shehu Nifsala. If it falls in a Kol Shehu of Shemen Mincha Acheres or Shemen Shel Chulin, it passels the Mincha. In Alocha Tes, the Lashon of the Rambam is Riba Shamno Vilvaynosa Ad Shnei Lugin Lekol Yisorin Ushnei Kamtzei Levoyna Lechol Mincha Ksheira. Shnei Lugin Eshnei Kmotzim Ayeser Alze Apsula. When the Ram brings the din of Ribu Shamna when he was Moses more Shaman for this Mincha, so he puts it together with the din of Levino, that up until a full extra Lug, or up until a full extra Kaimitz, does not pass on the Mincha. Only if you put in two full Lugin, or two full Kmatzim of Levino, that's when the Mincha is possible. The Ram is Mavur that if he's Mekadosh Shaloygu Mechsa and puts it into the Mincha, it will not pass on. We'll get back to this Ram of Mirza Shem Behemshech when we talk about the Suga Nomad Beis, the din of Yeser by Levino. The Rambam obviously put these two dinim together, the din of Yeser of Shemen and the din of Yeser of Levino, and that's the reason why the Rambam Paskin, it only is possible with two full lugin. Just like the din of Yeser of Levino, there also the din is that it's only if it's a full extra kaimitz that it's possible. We'll get back to this later. Now for now, we'll continue on to the din of Chiser Levino, and the Gemara Mabez is Mavur that there's a three-way machlikis. Everyone agrees that you need a kaimitz betchila, and the machlikis is besaif, if something is missing, so the shita of our mayor is kaimitz betchila v'kaimitz besaif. Even if only a little bit is missing, it's already possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds kaimitz betchila v'shnei kratin besaif. And Rabbi Shimon holds kaimitz betchila v'karet echad besaif. The Gemara goes on to explain v'shloshtan mikra echad dorshu. The Gemara explains where they learned their dinim, that they all learned from the same pasuk. But Hakopam, everyone is masking that betchila you have to start with a full kaimitz of levayna. Rashi over here quotes the Gemara later on daf kuvav amud beiz. The Gemara learns from Gzeira Shavo. Now which the pasuk says, "V'hir mimenu bekumtzay miseilas amincha mishamno veis kol halavoyna." Gemara says, "Makish levoyna leharoma demincha, maharoma demincha kaimitz af levoyna nami kaimitz." How much levoyna is supposed to be on the mincha? The same amount that you're merim, the same amount that you do the kmitza. That's the makar that levoyna has to have a kaimitz worth on the mincha. Everyone is masking to that. And the machlekes is if something is chaser afterwards, when does it passel? Now what exactly does Gemara mean, kaimitz betchila? That originally, in the beginning, it has to be a kaimitz worth of levoina. Rashi says, Dibur maschal kaimitz betchila, v'shas kmitza b'inan shehei b'kli moli kaimitz levoina. Rashi tells us that kaimitz betchila means, when you do the kmitza from the mincha itself, the seiles, it has to be in the kli at that moment, a full kaimitz of levoina. Now firstly, we'll mention ha'ara and Rashi. Rashi and Dibur maschal Rameyer, he says, stamas nisan, diktani chisr levoinos apostol, the stam mishnah is the sheet of Rameyer. Because the Mishnah says, if something is chaser from the Levina is possible, the Mashmais is, even if it's chaser only a little bit. And the Ha'ara is, if the Gemara is mavur, that everyone is masking that b'shas the kmitza of the Mincha, you need a full kmitza of Levina in the Kli at the time. So why does Rashi have to say that the Mishnah only fits with the Shita of Rameyer? Why can't it be that when the Mishnah says chaser Levina is possible, it means, if b'shas the kmitza of the Mincha, some of the Levina is missing, then it's possible. then the Mishnah will fit Lekuli Yalma. The same way Ribei Shamna and Choser Shamna in the Mishnah is Tali Mishas Kmitza. At what point is it a problem if there's too much Shemen or too little Shemen in the Kli? He mentions this point, that if you put too much Shemen on the Mincha, but you take it out before the Kmitza, it's not going to pass all the Mincha. Agapam, when the Mishnah says Ribei Shemen at least, there for sure it's Tali in the Shas Kmitza. And then of Chiser Shamna as well, Kaputa is talking about Bishas Kmitza. Rashi in the Mishnah quotes the Gemara on Daf Tesla and Beis. We learn from Mishamna Shem Chiser Kol Shehu Pasul. The Gemara earlier on Tesla and Beis is Mavur, that Pasuk is talking about if it's Chaser before Kmitza, if it'll be Chaser after Kmitza, then at least according to Reb Bechan, it won't pass all the whole Mincha. Rakapam, the Kasha is, if Kaputa the Mishnah is talking about Bishas Kmitza, if so, why can't Rashi say the same thing? When the Mishnah says Chiser Levina, it means if at the time of the Kmitza, there's something missing from the Levina, then it's possible. Then the Mishnah could fill with all the Tanoim, everyone is masking, that if you don't have a full Kmitza worth of Levina in the Mincha at the time of the Kmitza, then it's possible. That's the Ha'ar on Rashi. Another Ha'ar on Rashi is, why is it so posher to him that Kremis Petchila means B'shas the Kmitza of the Mincha? Although Rashi brings the Gemara later on, Daf Kuvav, Gzeir Shava, all you see from there is that the Iker Shir of the Levina is that it has to be a Kremis worth, but you don't see that if anything is missing B'shas the Kmitza of the Seilis, they'll pass all the Mincha. We saw in Daf Tesam Abeis, the Gemara brings a pasuk as far as the Seiles and the Shemen. Misalta, we learn Shem Chosr Kol Shu Psula, Mishamna Shem Chosr Kol Shu Pasul. And the Gemara there is Mavur, that this is talking about if it's Chosr at the time of the Kmitza. And we discussed over there the Chen Mar Badr, why do you need a pasuk to tell us this din, that if something's Chosr B'shas to Kmitza, it's Pasul? Nachar, you don't have the Iker Shir. When the Torah gives a Shir that the Seiles has to have an Isarian's worth, and the Shemen has to be a Lug's worth, that's telling when you begin doing the Avodes at the time of the Kmitza. If it's Shas the Kmitza, you don't have the full Shir. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell us that it's Pasul Midin Chaser? And we explained over there from the Briskarov that without the Pasuk, you would have said, as long as it was Niskadish originally in the Kli as part of the Mincha, you put a full Yisarin of Seilis and a full Log of Shemin, you Mekadish it in the Kli for the purpose of bringing it as a Mincha, even if it was Chaser before the Kmitza, it's not the Pshat that it's Pasul because you're missing from the Shir. As long as you Mekadosh originally in the Kli, the right amount, that's considered a keem of the Din Shir. However, there's a different Din, you learn from a Pasuk that there's a Psul Chaser, if something was missing after the Kiddush, that passes the Mincha. If so, over here by Levina, we don't have a special Pasuk to tell us the Din that if something's Chaser, then it's Pasul. In the Chay, we should say, as long as he was Mekadosh originally, the right amount of Levina, he put a Kaimus into the Kli and he was Mekadosh for the Mincha, even if it would be Chaser before the Maisek Mitzah, it should not be Pasul, Mikoyach that which is missing of the Shir. If anything, will be possible with the Pesul Chaser, but that's only if you have a Gzeres HaKosov. By Levina, there is no Gzeres HaKosov. Therefore, the Chayr Rashi should have said, Kaimitz B'tchila just means that you have to be Mekadosh a Kaimitz worth originally in the Kli Shares. If you did that, then even if it was Chaser afterwards, B'shas the Kmitza, it should not be possible. And as we'll see, there are those Rachayim who learn, this is actually the way the Rambam learned the Sugya. The Rambam in Perek Yud Al Fechus Pesul HaMekdoshim Alocha Ches, where he passes the din of Chiser Levina, the Lashon of the Rambam is, Chiser Levainosa Kshera, Vahu Shiyu Aleh Shnei Kartei Levaino, Avakayot Echot Psula. Shnemer has called Levainosa. He brings the Joshua of Koyl, he seems to pass like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The case of Mishnah is bothered, why didn't he not pass like the Stam Mishnah? Kapshute the Mishnah is the Sheet of Rameir, Rameir holds that even if it's Chaser Kolshu, it's possible. But Hakapam the Chayim are bothered by a different problem. Why is the Rambam not mentioned that Bashas Kmitza, it has to be that the entire Kaimitz of Levaino is on the Mincha? Ram only paskins chisir levinosa psula. He doesn't bring bachlal that which the Gemara says that the kuliyam of kaimitz betchila. Everyone is maskim that it has to start with the kaimitz of levina. Why does Ram not bring this din? So there are basically two ikur mahalchim in the Rambam. Veda arsamech and the sasemis learn. They understand that the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara is kaimitz betchila means like a lashon of lechatchila. That everyone agrees lechatchila is supposed to have a kaimitz worth of levina on the mincha. Malchikus is b'diavad. What's ma'akiv? That's what the din is according to Meir. The entire Kaimitz is Ma'akev B'diavad, according to Meir, one Kairit, according to Yehuda, two Kairitim. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, but he doesn't bring Bachal the din of Kaimitz B'tchila. He doesn't bring that over here on Psulim Mikdashim. That he brings in Hilchos Meiser Karbonis. When he paskens the Seder of Amincha, he writes over there in Perek Yud Beis, Meiser Karbonis Halacha Zayin. There he says that the Shir of Levina is the Shir of a Kaimitz. But over here in Psulim Mikdashim, the Rambam is telling us what's possible B'diavad. Here he just paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that B'diavad what's makiv is that there should be shtei kartim levina. There is, however, another mahalach, and this is how the Chavetz Chaim learned in his Zevach Toida, and the Sefer Minchas Rami quotes B'shem Reb Chaim as well. They explained to B'dasa Rambam that he understood that Kaimitz B'tchila means a third mahalach, not like Rashi Pshat, that B'tchila means B'shas the Kmitza, Not like other Achrayim learn Badasa Rambam that Mitchila means Lachatchilo, rather a third Mahalach, Mitchila means Bashas the Kiddush of the Mincha. That's what the Gemara means to say, that all Tanoim are Maskin, Bashas the Kiddush of the Mincha, that's what the Torah said, the Shir of Koimitz Levoino. When the Ram Paskins over here, Nilchus Psulam Begdoshim, Chisir Levoinosik Sheira, the Ram means that if it was Chisir from the Shir of Koimitz any time after the original Hagdosha, then is that it's not Ma'akiv, it's not Posel, the only thing you need is Shnei Kortim, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Makes no difference if it was chisur before the kmitza or after the kmitza. Kepshut the Rambam over here says, he's talking about b'shas kmitza. It has to be shnei kartei levina. There's no chilek whether it was chisur before that or after that. Either way, if the shnei kartei is kosher, if there's only one kartei, it's possible. This will be a derech lekash that we've been asking on Rashi. The lachar digmar daf tesa mabezes mevur. As far as the seilas and the shemun is concerned, that without a special pasuk telling us that chisur is possible. And even if the Seilas or the Shemen was Chasr before the Kemitza, you would have said that it's Kosher. All you would have needed is the B'shas HaKdosha, you should have the Shir. Here as well, by Levina, that which the Torah gave a Shir that it has to be a Kemitz worth, that Shir is necessary, B'shas HaKdosha. If after the HaKdosha was Chisr, then it's already telling the Machlekes Tanoim how to learn the Psukim, how much has to be left, for it to still be Kosher and not possible with a Din of Chasr. Now, but that's Rashi to explain what is the Chilik between Er Sugya, by the Levina, and the Sugya Daf Tesa Mabez, the Seilas and the Shemen. As we saw there, without any pasuk telling us that there's a psul chaser, we would say that as long as b'shas nahagdosha, it's the correct shir, that's good enough. The Avshat Torah gave a shir yisorim for the seilas and a shir loik for the shemen. All that you need is that b'shas nahagdosha, you have that amount. If it's chaser afterwards, it's not possible mikarech that which you don't have the shir, rather there's a new psul called chaser. Here, by Levina Rashi understands that when it says kaimis b'tchila, it means b'shas the kmitza, it has to be the full shir. It's not enough if by the original nahagdosha, you have the full shir of a kaimis levina. Rashi doesn't bring any Gzeres Sekosav, which tells us of Psul Chaser. The only thing that Rashi does bring is the Gzeres Shava, which tells us the Iker Shir of Levina, that it has to be a Kaimitz. The Mashmais of Rashi is, if B'Shas Kmitza, you don't have that full Kaimitz Levina, then it's possible, without coming onto a new Psul of Chaser, that the Iker Shir in the Torah, when the Torah gave a Shir of Kaimitz Levina, that's dependent on it being that amount, B'Shas Kmitza. In the Cherbadas Rashi, you'll have to be Mechalik between Tselis and Shemin versus Levina. The Tselis and the Shemin is not going to all go on the Mizbeach. It's part of the original makeup of the Mincha. From that, you take a Kmitza and you're makdir the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. As opposed to the Levina is a Mukdar, that's something that has a din to get Hukdar on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Rashi held that as far as the Seilas and the Shemin, when the Torah gives a Shir, that's just the Shir what has to be Hukdash originally as part of the Mincha. It's not a Shir what has to be left. As long as it was there originally, even if it's Chasr afterwards, it wouldn't be considered that the Mincha is Chasr in the Shir. Mashenkin Levina, which is Hukdar on the Mizbeach, is part of what's Mechaper. Along with the Kremitz, over there you would understand that when the Torah gives a shir, that shir is not simply what has to be hukdash to become part of the mincha, and that's what's necessary in order for the Karban to be mechaper. Therefore Rashi says, b'tchilosa, at the beginning, when you start doing the avodah, there it's pashut, that since the Torah gave a shir, how much levain has to be in the mincha, it's pashut that has to be the b'shas tekmitza when you begin doing the avodahs of the mincha. And even later on, the machlekes from Meir and Yehuda, you have to come onto a drasha, which tells us that it's enough if one karet or two karetim are left. Without the drasha, you would have said that if anything is missing, it will be possible. You would have had to be makter on the mizbeach the full kaimitz levina in order for the carbon to be mechaper. This is what we have to say to explain the mahalach of Rashi in this sugya. Now continue on to the next gemara, the din of yeser of levina. And the gemara asks Astira, the mishnah is mashma that there is no psul of yeser by levina. The mishnah only says chiser shamno or riba shamno or chiser levina. The mashmais is that there is no psul of yeser of levina. And on the other hand, there's a brace that says Yeser does pasul, and Rami Bar Chaima answers, Kegoin Shehifrish Lo Shnei Kmotzim. And here we have an important Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says, Hifrish Lo Shnei Kmotzim, that's the case, that it will be that Yeser does pasul. The Mishnah is talking about if he was Moiser, but it wasn't an extra Kaimitz, the other din is that it's kosher. If he's Moiser for full extra Kaimitz, the other din is that it's pasul. The Rashi further on, right before the Mishnah, he brings a Lishna Achrino, who explains the Gemara the opposite. The Hifrish Lo Shnei Kmotzim, in that case, will be kosher, because Zila Gabi Hai Chazilei, Zila Gabi Hai Chazilei, each one on its own is roi for the Mincha. If, however, he was Moisif, more Levina, but it wasn't another full Kaimitz, in that case, it won't be that it's possible. According to this, the Mishnah does not mention Upsol of Yeser by Levina, because Yeser does not always possible. If he's Moisif for full another Kaimitz Levina, it will not be possible. However, the Braisa does say that there is Upsol Yeser in the case where he's Moisif but not another full Kaimitz, there it won't be that it's possible. Now, the Maaseh Rashi holds that the correct pshat is the first pshat. Tosfos, however, argues. He asks two kashas in Rashi's first pshat. The first kashi asks from the Gemara Nomer Aleph, by Luke Shemin, the Gemara of there is Mavur, that the greater Chiddush, to say that his pasul midin yeser is in a case where he's mafish shnei lugim. That was the Gemara's maskana when Reb Lozer says kegan sheiflo shlo shnei lugim. He doesn't mean that that's the only case where the mincha is pasul because of riba shamna. Rather, he means to say even in that case, even there, the din will be that the mincha is pasul. Surely, in the case where he's moisif an extra half a lug, if so, Taisa says you see that being moisif another full shear is more of a reason to say that it's kosher, not that it's more of a reason to say that it's pasul. If so, how could Rashi over here and Rami Bar Chama explain that only if you moisif a full another kaimis, that's when it's pasul? If you moisif only half a kaimis, then it's kosher. Lachar, this is the opposite of the svar of the Gemara Namud Aleph. And the second kasha Taisa asks is, how could Rashi say that if you mafish nekmatim, in that case it's pasul? The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says another member from Rami Bar Chama, hefish lash nekmatim, v'avad echem ehem, kaidem kmitza loy hukfu, achar kmitza hukfu. Taisa understands that Gemara, that loy hukfu means it doesn't become part of the mincha. Therefore, when it's missing afterwards, it does not become pasul, midin chaser. Hokfu means it did become part of the mincha, and therefore if it's chaser afterwards, the mincha is pasul. And Taisus asks, if in the case where you're mafish shnei kmatzim, the Rashi learns that's the case that the mincha is pasul, midin geser, then why does Rami Bar Chama have to say that in that case it becomes part of the mincha, and when it's of it afterwards, the mincha becomes pasul, midin chaser? Either way, it's already pasul, midin geser, since he was moistest from full other kaimitz. A karchel of pshadis, Taisus says, if you're mafish shnei kmatzim, that's the case where the din is that it's not pasul. And therefore, that Rami Bar Chama said, even though if you're mafish at full nother kaimitz, it's not pasul midin yeser. However, if you're mafish it before the kamitzah, then it already becomes part of the mincha, it's hukva, and then afterwards, if it's missing, it's pasul midin chaser. These are the two kashas that Taisus asks on Rashi. So as far as the second kasha on Rashi, Rashi himself really takes care of this problem. Rashi in Dibur Maschel Hukvu, he explains that which Rami Bar Chama says, that if you're mafish for full nother kaimitz, before the kamisa, then it's hukfa, becomes part of the mincha. So Rashi says the reason why it's pasul is because of the psul yeser. Not the way Taisa is learning that it becomes part of the mincha, and afterwards when it's chaser, it's pasul mid the mincha chasera. Rather, Rabbi Bacham is coming to explain, when do we say that hifish shnei kmatzim is pasul? At which point in time is it a problem if you're moisif on the mincha? And that Rabbi Bacham says that if you're mafish the two kmatzim, and you put it into the kli, and b'shas the kmitzah they were there, then the mincha already is pasul midin yeser, and even if you take away one of the kmatzim of the levina afterwards, it's already too late, the mincha is already pasul. If, however, you put the two kmatzim of the levina into the kli, before you did the kmitzah, you already took away one of them, then it's not pasul, since they were not there b'shas the kmitzah. That's what Rami Bacham means to say, hifrishna shnei kmatzim, v'avad echem mehem koidim kmitzah, loy hukvu, as long as you took out one, the lashon of avad, lav dafka, that it get lost. It's another way of saying that it's not there b'shas the kmitzah. Over there, it will not become possible with the psul of yeser. But achar kmitzah, if they were there b'shas kmitzah, then the mincha is possible with the psul of yeser. Even if there'll be nevet afterwards, it's not going to help. According to Rashi, the psul is the fact that it's yeser. That which Rami Bar Chama spoke about a case of avad echar mehem, it's not the pshat the way Tosfos learns that the psul is that which they were nevad. Rather, according to Rashi, avad echar mehem means even if it was avad afterwards, even if they were taken away from the mincha, but since b'shas kmitzah they were there, the mincha already became possible with the psul of yeser. This is the Pshat and Rashi. This is how we'll answer the second kasha of Tosfos. We're going to take a look in the Sefer Chidushim Hamilchosim the Rashba. He explains like that b'das Rashi. Now, as far as the first kasha of Tosfos, now the one of is mavur, and if anything, there's more of a reason to say that something is kosher if you're moistif a full nother shear, as you see by the Lug Shemin. The truth is, this is really a kasha on Tosfos as well, because although the Gemara is mavur that being moistif another Lug Shemin is more of a reason to say that it's kosher, as opposed to being moistif only a half a lug. But Lamaisa Libud Emes, after all said and done, the din actually is that even if you are moisif another full lug, the din is that it's pasul midin yeser. So what should be the chiluk between the case of Shemin and the case of the Levina? Levina also, even if you're moisif a full another kaimitz Levina, why should it not pasul? In other words, whether you learn like the first pshat of Rashi or the second pshat of Rashi, the way Tosfos learns, either way it's going to be difficult. There's a chiluk between being moisif a lug Shemin, the din is whether you're moisif a full lug or a half a lug, either way it's pasul. Mashenking, when you're moisif levina, in one of the two cases, it's not going to be pasul. According to the first pshat Rashi, when you're moisif half a kaimitz, it's still kosher. According to the second pshat Rashi, which is Tosfos, if you're moisif a full kaimitz, it's still kosher. What's the chiluk between being moisif shemen and being moisif levina? As we mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, the Rambam seems to have been bothered by this kasha. The Rambam in Perek Yudal, Filchos Psul, Megdash, Malocha Tes, he actually puts shemen and levina together. He says that both of them, the din is that it's only pasul din yester if you're moisif a full nother shiur. By Shemin, it's only possible if you're moisif a full nother lug. By Levina, it's only if you're moisif a full nother kaimitz. The Ram puts the two of them together. However, in the previous halacha, the Ram, halacha ches, does say, as far as Riba Shamna, that if you're moisif from a mincha acheres, or Shemin of chulin, then even if you're moisif a kol shu, it does pasul. The Ram obviously learned in the Sugya Namar Aleph, that as far as Reba Shemin, it could be one of the two, either if you're Moisef a Kolshu, or Shemin the Chaverta, or Shemin the Chulin, or if you're Moisef, you're Mekadosh together with this Mincha, another full leg of Shemin for it itself that also will passel, but if you're Moisef less than another lug, and if it's not Shemin the Chulin or Shemin the Chaverta, you're Mekadosh for this specific Mincha, in that case it will not passel. In that way, it's similar to be Moisef in the Levina, both of them, but only if you're Moisef a full shear. The Ram, however, does seem to be masking that there is a difference between Shemin and Levina as far as being Moisef from a Mincha Acheres or from Chulin. That in the Ram brings Dafka or Shemin, he does not bring such a din by Levina. One would have to understand what is the Chilik over there. Now, there is another Kasha on the Ram, which the Karen Eder asks, and that is, according to the Ram, why does the Mishnah only say the din of Reba Shamna? The Mishnah does not say the din of Reba Levina. There has to be some Chilik between Shemin and Levina. According to the Ram, they're the same. Both Shemin and Levina, the din is that if you Moisef a full another shear, a loig or a kaimitz, then it is possible. If you Moisef less than a full another shear, it's not possible. The Mishnah would seem to be difficult according to the Rambam. So the Karnari wants to suggest for Dasa Rambam that maybe he'll learn the chalik in the Mishnah between Shemin and Levina is when you Moisef from Shemin de Chaverta or Shemin de Chulin. As we said, there the Ram is mevur, that is a chalik between Shemin and Levina. The Karnari is Moisef somewhat of a hesber in this. He says, as far as the Levina, which does not get mixed into the Mincha itself, it sits on the side. So there will be as far to say that if it's from a different Mincha or it's from Chulin, there it would not become part of this Mincha, will not passel the Mincha Midin Yeser. The Shemin is different, the Shemin is Nisarif with the Mincha. So even though it's not Shemin which was Hukdash for this Mincha, it could still passel Midin Riba Shamna, since it's Nisarif together. A Shenk in Levina, only if it was Hukdash for this Mincha, then it's considered part of the Mincha and it will passel Midin Yeser. If it's from Chulin or from Chaverta, it won't passel, since it does not get Nisarif with the rest of the Mincha. There is, however, a ha'ara on this shot of the Karen Oyer B'das HaRamam. The Gwar Namrav, towards the bottom, says that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Riba Yishamna, the Mishnah does not say Riba Loshemin, rather Riba Yishamna, it's mashin that we're talking about Shemin, which was Hukdash for this Mincha. If so, it would be difficult B'das HaRamam to say that that's the Chilik in the Mishnah between Riba Yishamna and Riba Levina. The Mishnah doesn't say that Riba Levina is possible. Karen Oyer wants to explain the Chilik is as far as Shemin de Chaverta and Shemin de Chulin, that only passels by Shemin, not by Levina. However, as the Gemara says, the Lashon of the Mishnah is not mashim like this. Riba Shamna is mashim that we're talking about being Moisef Shemin for this Mincha itself. And if so, according to the Rambam, in that there is no chilek between Shemin and Levina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.